This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The South African poultry industry have now expressed their surprise at the announcement by the Trade and Industry and Competition Minister, Ibrahim Patel, to suspend the implementation of definitive anti-dumping duties against Brazil, Denmark, Ireland, Poland and Spain for a period of 12 months. The minister had shown his support for anti-dumping measures in the past and implemented provisional duties against those countries listed for a period of 6 months, which lapsed on the 14th of June. Let's speak to the founder of Poultry Lobby Group, Fair Play, Francois Baird, joining us on the line. Good morning and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good Monday morning, TT. Just one correction. Fair Play is not a lobbying group. Yeah. We're a not-for-profit trade advocacy group. We advocate against predatory trade. Anti-dumping or dumping is a form of predatory trade.
I understand.
We have seen that in the past, when dumping was allowed, markets like Ghana have lost virtually all their local chicken producers to end up only producing 5% of their own chicken. And then by 2017, chicken in Ghana cost more than steak in South Africa.
I note your correction. Thank you so much for that clarification. What do you make then of this seeming about turn from the minister?
This is irrational, really, because there are studies that show that if you don't act against dumping, the only losers are the country, everyone. Consumers don't benefit. The winners are the importers. They benefit. If you look at these anti-dumping duties, you could say that represents more or less their profit margins. Mm. 6 billion rand a year is imported in chicken in South Africa. This means 6 billion rand goes to Brazilian poultry and Brazilian jobs.
Yeah.
South Africa loses jobs. And the people who suffer most are the small producers and people at the lower end of the employment spectrum in that industry. So this act by the minister has not in the past helped consumers at all, because the people who take the profits are the middlemen, the importers, unless there's some sort of secret deal that says for a year they will pass on those profits to consumers.
Well,
the only way really to benefit poultry consumers and small poultry farmers is to scrap VAT on certain poultry pieces and on poultry feed, because this will immediately decrease prices for consumers and input costs for small poultry farmers.
Well, it's interesting that you say that usually whatever saving may come from these dumped products, if I can call them that, isn't passed on to the consumers, but goes to middlemen and so forth. Government contends that if they do put up these tariffs or do put these tariffs in place, it will lead to an increase in prices and it will affect the poor more than anyone, according to them. They said that these it will raise the price of chicken, particularly for poorer communities.
You know, Professor Willemse did a study about this very question. And I'll quote from his study. He says, "The argument by meat importers that they're providing cheap meat to poor consumers has so far not been substantiated. Mm. Imported products are priced slightly lower than the price of locally produced products, but this assures a fairly good profit margin for importers and imposes downward pressure on the price of some local producers." So, yes, it slows it down to some extent, but we're in a worldwide inflation. There is simply no factual basis for the minister to say this. If the minister wanted to help small poultry producers and wanted to help consumers, they should scrap VAT on some poultry pieces, particularly those eaten by poor people mostly, and on chicken feed, because that will reduce the import the input cost of small producers, of whom most are black. You know, we've seen that in the past, a survey showed that about 47% of 860 small poultry farmers went out of the business
right
in 2019.
Right. And now
so this is a effect.
Now, the suspension of the implementation of these dumping duties for a period of 12 months, what difference will it make? And suspension for 12 months, does it mean that after that 12-month period, it will be implemented?
To the latter, whether it will be implemented, who knows? The minister has broken his commitment to the poultry master plan by not putting these duties in place now when they should have been in place. Because the poultry master plan requires of the government to fight dumping. They've recognized that dumping harms local producers and that dumping is wrong. It's a WTO, World Trade Organization rule. Because remember, anti-dumping duties are not tariffs. They're punishment for breaking the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a very difficult, opaque decision. We don't understand why the minister thought this was a good idea, because it doesn't help anyone except for the importers and Brazilian producers, because Germany, the Netherlands, and the UK right now, or the countries you mentioned, Denmark, Ireland, Poland, and Spain, Europe, can't import because there's bird flu there.
All right.
So this is a choice made on behalf of Brazilian producers.
Francois Beard, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time, and good week to all of you.
Founder of Poultry, or at least a founder of Fair Play, who are saying they are anti-competitive practices grouping, and that's what they find unfair trade practices. They fight unfair trade practices in this sector.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.